So we continue with the second chapter of Bodhichaya Avatara, which is on confession. And this is stanza number 27. Now, when we try to make the purification or the confession, the first is in front of who we make the confession. That is stanza number 27. It says, to perfect Buddhas and to Bodhisattvas in all directions where they may reside, to them who are the sovereigns of great mercy, I press my palms together, praying thus. So I am making this confession in front of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of all the directions, means wherever, whoever, any enlightened beings and great beings with compassion they are in the whole universe, who are the kind of sovereign or great, compassionate and merciful, to them all I kind of put my palms together and I make this confession. So in front of all the great beings, all the compassionate beings, all the wisdom beings, I make this confession. How I make this confession is, in this and all my other lives, while turning in the round without beginning, blindly I have thought forth evil and incited others to commit the same. Blind I have brought forth evil. So I think about all my lives, you know, in the past, when I was kind of going round and round in the samsara to many different life forms, since the beginning of my samsaric being, which is kind of beginningless, blindly, means without understanding, I didn't know what was the actions of body, speech, mind that would bring more help, more benefit, more joy, more happiness to me and others, and what actions would bring suffering and pain to myself and others. So I was blinded. And with this blindness, with this ignorance, I did lots of negative deeds. All the negative deeds that I've done with my body, speech and mind in all the lifetimes and also in this life. That's one kind of negative deeds I've done. But even if I didn't do that myself, I made others do it and incited others to commit the same. I made others do very negative things. I incited them to do negative things. And what I have incited or made others do negative things is also same like being done by myself. So all the negative things that I've done with my own, you know, body, speech and mind, and also that negative deeds that I have done with I have not done myself, but I have made or incited or encouraged others to do them. Not only that, but then deceived and overmastered by my ignorance. I have taken pleasure in such sin. The third is because of my, you know, ignorance, because of my not seeing things clearly or understanding what is right and what is wrong, I've also taken pleasure in the negative deeds that's done by others. I have appreciated them. I have rejoiced at the negative deeds done by the others. And seeing now the blame of it, O great protectors, I confess it earnestly. So now I see that it is very, very negative. It's very bad that I do negative deeds on myself, but also I see the negativity of me inciting and encouraging others to do negative deeds. And not only that, but to rejoice others at others doing negative things. So therefore, all of them, all the negative things that I have done with my own body, speech and mind, all the negative deeds that I have, you know, made or incited or encouraged others to do, and that all the kind of, what can I say, that I have rejoiced that others have done negative deeds, all of them I confess. I confess means here is I purify, I let go, I don't want it. I have to get rid of them. I don't want to do it again. Don't want to hold on to them. I want to give them up. I want that all these negatives, I want to be free from all these negative deeds. That's what I mean. I confess in honesty. And what are those negative deeds? Whatever I've done against the Triple Gem. Now, whatever negative deeds I've done that harmed the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. Because, you know, Buddha, Dharma and Sangha are source of great benefit to lots of beings. Not for a short time, but for, you know, for a long time and for kind of in a deep way, in a lasting kind of happiness and source of lasting happiness and peace. So therefore, if I do something really negative or really kind of harming them, it's a very negative deed. So therefore, all those deeds that I have done against the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, and against my parents, teachers, and the rest. My parents have always tried to help me, have been very kind, brought me up, did everything they could to make me a better human being, and tried their best to give me things that even what they didn't have. So therefore, if I do something wrong to them, that's very bad, because you know, they tried their best to do whatever they can to help me, and they loved me, and they looked after me and brought me up. So therefore, I have to be grateful for that, and I have to do whatever I can to help them, to something, bring them happiness and well-being. But if I do the opposite and harm them, that's very bad. So all the negative things that I did against my parents all my lifetimes. Teachers are also objects of my reverence. I should I've learned from them. They try to teach me. They're the source of my, you know, whatever I learn, my education, and I should respect them. I should help them. But if I've done something against those teachers, I also I'm very sorry, and I want to confess and purify them. And not just that, but anybody. I have done anything wrong, anything negative, anything harmful to anybody, because of my own defilements, because of my own ignorance. You know, we all do negative deeds, either because of ignorance, we don't know whether it's negative or whether it's positive, whether it's helpful to me and others or harmful to me and others, and thereby unknowingly or without understanding clearly, then I do negative deeds. Or with hatred, that with anger, hatred, and, you know, and fear or aversion, I do negative deeds because I think that, you know, if I do that, I'll be freed from this kind of aversion or, you know, the something that's terrible happening. And then I get angry sometimes, and because of that, I harm people. Or out of greed, and attachment, and, you know, something craving that for myself, I because of that, I do negative things and harm others. So all these are defilements, whether it is done through ignorance or through aversion or through craving or attachment. These are defilements. So through these defilements, any kind of negative deeds or harmful things that I have done with my body, speech and mind, all the evil I, a sinner, have committed, all the wicked deeds that I cling to me, the frightful thing that I contrived, I openly declare to you, the teachers of the world. So, any kind of negative deeds, evil deeds, harmful deeds that I have done throughout my, you know, lives, with my body, with my speech, and with my mind, that I confess in front of you, all the Buddhas, all the teachers of the world, the guides of the world, all the great compassionate bodhisattvas, and I must confess and I must purify them. Now, here the purification is that the understanding from Buddhist point of view is I do negative things and I do positive things, but I am not the negative one. So therefore, you know, negative deeds I can do, negative habits I can have, negative way of reacting I can, because of these negative influences. But I can change that. I can get rid of these negative actions. I can get rid of these negative habitual tendencies. I can get rid of this imprints of the negativity, negative emotions and things like that. I can change. So therefore, if I stop doing them, if I understand what is negative, what is evil, what is wrong, what is not beneficial for me and others, what kind of reactions, positive reactions, more positive reaction I do, and I stop doing negative reaction. If I generate more positive emotions, but I stop reacting with negative emotions, then I can purify. I can become more pure, more transformed, more enlightened. So that's what I want to do. And this is the, you know, there is nothing negative, or no negative deed, or no negative imprint on me, or no negative karma that cannot be purified. That's the understanding from Buddhist point of view. So therefore, I would start to do it. I have to do it. because it's neither good for me, nor good for others, not good for now, not good for in the long run. So therefore, it is something I must work on. So this is the first thing, is that I need to understand what is wrong and wrong. What is the negative? What is, you know, evil deeds? So I need to recognize the first thing, the negative deeds. And I need to regret. I need to recognize and, you know, see what is not a good action, as not a good action. And that negative action or not a good action, I need to give up. And I need to change that. And I need to do more positive action. And what the negative actions that I have done, when I realized that they were negative, they're not good, they're wrong, and they're kind of, doesn't benefit anybody, but harmful to all the people, then I must be very clear, and I must, you know, reduce doing those things, and have regret, and have, you know, feel bad that I've done it, and I don't want to do it again. That's the regret, and this is very, very important to recognition. So therefore, you know, this is the starting of this section of the regret is not so short. It's quite a few stanzas, so we will go through them. But I think I stop here today. Thank you.